Yankee Lima, K4RYL, monitoring.
N4ZLK.
Sir, I guess you're still out running the road.
I'm up here crossing over 85 on Malden Road.
Exactly. I just left the office here and am behind you. I guess how many more stops you got for today?
Two more trailer pickups. I'm headed out one to one right now. The last one, they're usually not ready until about 6:30, 6:45, sometimes 7. And if they go past 7, I stand there and try to push them a little bit.
I look and see the UPS man there standing there waiting. Hopefully they hurry up a little bit. Are you like in a company? If you're in a company truck, they let you, put a ham radio there, a 2 meter 440 radio in that truck.
With CBs, and tell me if I lose the repeater here. So we're allowed to have CBs, and I didn't ask permission. I just put it in there. No one said anything.
Thing then, not messing with that CV. Well, I say that. I give CV a hard time, but that's how I started. I had a CV there on a truck I had in high school, and that's kind of what sparked the interest, that and having amateur radio. I heard they had amateur radio on the space shuttle, so I eventually wound up getting my license. But, yeah, no, I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to listen to all that on CB. I think I've talked to some trucks that have CB and have ham radio in the truck.
Before, like when I was working nights, either going to Atlanta or going to... run into traffic, you know, somebody coming the opposite direction. But it's so rare now. Everybody's on cell phones, and it just... what's left on there, I hardly ever turned it on.
Blame you. That's what I hear. My dad's got my old F-150, which was one of the last manual transmission F-150s they made from when I was in college. And I've got one of those CBs in there and got one of those... back in those days, it was great for getting... reports of what's up ahead, stuff like that, but I haven't listened to CB in so long. I know last time I heard it down in Charleston, it was just absolute garbage. It was people singing, threatening each other, yelling.
No. Are you listening to the wrong crowd, sir?
And all that stuff. These guys were bumping containers in and out of the port, but I was like, well, not missing much. Glad I got into ham radio.
So I'm coming back on the yard. All the trucks had them in there when I first started doing this, and they could, we just talk, instead of having to get out and find out where they wanted the trailers, we could just call them on the radio. But everybody's on the cell phones now. Nobody even puts CBs rarely puts them in the trucks. And unfortunately, we've got CB crowd, the CB mentality, coming over on the ham radio now. So it's been working its way over more and more. I hate to see that, too.
That's right.
On HF, was down in, that last time that was in Charleston, last time I did any HF, and I had a wire up a tree, but I put it all up to it, stuff like that, and there were certain parts of the HF band's ham radio that were basically almost like nothing but CB. I just kind of shook my head, but good thing is doesn't seem to proliferate very much into VHF, UHF.
7 megahertz.
Well, tell, it's been working its way into VHF pretty regularly lately.
By a current one that I'm hearing in is attempting.
Well, it's just the lack of grown-ups we have in this world nowadays, I guess. So, anyway, but I hope you had a good day, and I know you don't have far to go.
We're coming over 85 right now, so we're getting close. But, yeah, it's too bad CB's kind of not like what it used to be, but I would be interested. I mean, the CB there in Charleston, it was busy during the days. The guys were running in and out, bumping containers and all that stuff, but really too far away from, if it wasn't 26 and wasn't during the day, you don't really hear anything. And then on the weekends and in the evenings, completely quiet. But I would guarantee you way more active here with 85 between here and Atlanta. I remember that being absolute prime time, 24 hours a day for CB.
It's actually kind of dead now, honestly.
I was going to ask you, I think 85, I don't know. It's been so long since I've had one in here. Do you know where Katichi Avenue is off Augusta Street there?
One more time.
C-A-T-E. The street right before Grover.
Very familiar with that. I grew up actually down Augusta Road, right there, what was it? Down in the area of like McDaniel Avenue, Jones Avenue, and all that stuff, a few blocks away from Serene Stadium where Greenville High School plays football.
Used to deliver that area. My wife and I first got married, we lived in a little duplex right off Katichi, and almost right on Grove Road there. As you're going towards downtown, Katichi's on the left, and then it crosses Grove Road. So we lived there for a couple of years.
This is K4RYL for ID, yeah. There was a place I was looking at renting when I first got this job popped up. I started looking at places in Greenville, and that one got away from me right there in that little neighborhood off Grove Road, and I was kind of disappointed. But the current place that's in QRZ, that's turned out to really be a winner. I love the location, and I think it's about 8 minutes to the office, and there's really hardly ever any traffic, just mainly sitting at lights.
When you were growing up, did you ever go to that hardware store? It was right across Ferris, or right down from Ferris. I can't remember the name of it. Not far from the old fire station. Do you ever remember that hardware store?
Absolutely remember that. I can't remember the name of it, but I definitely remember. I know exactly what you're talking about. And that fire station was right there on the corner, and it's now a paint store.
Yeah, too, because I don't go over that way very often. The guy that owned or ran that hardware store, he started working there when he was 12, and he ended up buying it. And then he ended up getting a part-time job at UPS, and then went into full-time management. And he just retired. He had to kind of close out the hardware store. It just wasn't competing anymore. But he ended up retiring about a year and a half ago. And wouldn't you know it, Rhett, not long after he retired, he passed away. LK Mobile.
KQ4LOO Mobile. And testing, because I've not heard anybody's voices the last few weeks.
KQ4LOO, how are you doing? I don't know what happened to Ryland. And it's a shame, N4ZLK.
We're his phonetics.
Yeah, went over to 14652, I guess, as soon as I hit the button. This is K4RYL. That's a sad story. I hate to hear that. You go and retire and then immediately end up biting the big one. That's no fun. But anyway, hopefully your last two stops go well this evening and you can get home. I have just rolled into the house, so I'm going to jump out of the truck, and I'll say 73, so you have a great evening. This is K4RYL. I'll be clear on your phone.
Nice chatting with you today. I'm glad you made it home. Have a great, tomorrow's Friday. Have a great Friday. We'll talk to you again. N4ZLK and KQ4LOO. Go ahead, Tal. ZLK, clear.
I left the spot where I had a good signal, but I did hear somebody come in to try to respond.
Now N4ZLK. Hi, Peter, Tal. I don't know if you can hear this or not, but I'm pulling into my next stop. 732 N4ZLK.
I might need to get to a better location.